Merry Christmas to you, Chris and Rob. Here's hoping for a better result on Boxing Day. And now on with the news. Looking forward to the new year, there are to be three major new exhibitions at the Castle Museum, whilst right now, imaginary animated worlds can be seen at the Forum's new exhibition, and a local teenager gains a place for her painting of Norwich Cathedral at a national show.
From a celebration of dolls' houses to an exhibition about Admiral Lord Nelson to a show featuring the art of Rembrandt, there is lots for visitors to look forward to at Norwich Castle in 2017. The first of the three major exhibitions is Small Stories, At Home in a Doll's House. Visitors will be invited to discover the stories of 12 of the Victoria and Albert's Museum of Childhood Doll's Houses and their tiny inhabitants, ranging from the Tate Baby House, dating from 1760, to the White Lady's House, built in the 1930s. Admiral Lord Nelson will then take centre stage at the castle from the end of July until September in the exhibition Nelson and Norfolk. This will present an array of artefacts connected to the great naval hero and will reflect his naval victories, his relationships, and his affection for his native county of Norfolk. Among the items due to be on display are the black velvet drape from his funeral car and a uniform worn by a Greenwich volunteer who guarded his coffin during his two-day lying in state. From October 2017 until January 2018, the spotlight will be cast on the Dutch artist Rembrandt. The exhibition Rembrandt, Lightning the Darkness, will showcase the artist's explorations of light and darkness by featuring the nationally important collection of Rembrandt etchings held by Norfolk Museum Service and also some selected works being loaned from national museums.
Entering imaginary animated worlds has become possible at the Forum's new exhibition. An emotion, running until January the 21st, gives visitors the chance to wear virtual reality headsets and step into imaginary worlds, bringing art and animation to life. For visitors who fancy turning their hand to animation, the free exhibition offers the chance to create animations using special interactive tables provided by Academy Award winners Aardman, the creators of Morph and Wallace and Gromit. The exhibition has been inspired by animation techniques and hopes to engage children and adults to think more about the art form.
A teenager has had her painting of a famous Norwich landmark picked to be part of a national exhibition in London. Megan Elliott's oil painting of Norwich Cathedral will be part of the Royal Society of British Artists' annual exhibition, which will be held at the Mall Galleries during March and April. The National Association of Decorative and Fine Arts Societies and the RSBA are looking to find the most outstanding work by final year A-level students across the country. The 18-year-old's work was submitted by the Norwich Decorative and Fine Arts Society. About 284 pieces of artwork from 73 schools across the country were submitted, and the former Wyndham High Academy's work was selected as one of the 22 final pieces. Miss Elliott, who is studying history at the University of Exeter, said, "It is an honour."
An unassuming chapel in a Norwich cemetery has been highlighted as one of the most fascinating places in the country. Historic England has included the Jewish Mortuary Chapel in Earlham Cemetery in a list of some of the most interesting sites it has added to its catalogue of listed buildings in 2016. The body, which listed more than 1,000 new sites over the year, said the chapel, in the northern part of the cemetery, appears modest and unremarkable, but is a rarity, with its significance found in the Matzivas headstones nearby and their Hebrew inscriptions. The corner of the cemetery in which it resides was designed to provide dedicated burial facilities for the well-established Jewish community in Norwich.
A one-mile stretch of road has cost Norwich drivers more than £400,000 in the space of 10 months. Motorists have paid out £404,262 fines for driving through the bus lanes on Norwich St Stephen Street and Rampant Horse Street from December 2015 until September 2016. Some 16,580 penalty charge notices have been issued, resulting in hundreds of thousands of pounds being paid in under a year. Traffic, aside from buses, emergency vehicles, taxis, bicycles, and some business deliveries, were banned from using the two streets and from crossing Red Lion Street via Wesselgate in 2014.
As a brief third feature, it may be refreshing for you to hear about food that is not Christmas fare. A taste of the Mediterranean comes to the market. The article is read by Francis Pierce.